Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, it's Gavin and Katie. Thank you so much for finding our podcast. Where'd you get it? Odyssey app? Hope so. Spotify, Apple Podcasts, doesn't matter.
We're everywhere.
It just matters that you're listening, and we love you for that, and almost as much as we love BetterHelp.com.
It's keeping us healthy in our minds.
Right. You like this podcast?
Right.
You like the giggles and chuckles?
Why do you think that is?
It's from BetterHelp.com, and they're online therapists. Yeah. They're keeping us from going over the edge. They keep us right on it. Listen, here is the full show. Enjoy.
106.5 VN.
Gavin's phone scams on the 10th.
All right, guys, I have a problem. And the problem is my boss is buying me breakfast every day, almost every day.
Okay.
And I have to call the breakfast place at the request of somebody to mess with the manager because I have some major, major concerns. Here is the phone scam.
It's Gavin's phone scam on the Wake Up Call.
Hello, thank you for calling. This is Claire. How can I help you?
Hi, are you a manager? Is there a manager on duty?
Yes, I'm a manager. Hi.
Hi.
How can I help you?
First of all, I got to ask you, are you recording this call?
I'm not, no.
Okay, good.
Okay.
Okay, good. My boss keeps bringing me breakfast, and it's making me very nervous. And they are breakfast sandwiches from your establishment.
Okay.
If not every day, every other day, then it's really freaking me out.
Oh, that sounds like a really beautiful gesture to me.
Well, it would be if he and I got along. We do not get along. So I'm just going to come right out and say it, and I need you to be honest with me. Is he poisoning these breakfast sandwiches?
Oh, no, sir. I mean, I can assure you everything on our end is up to code. I take great pride in the food we deliver and we serve our customers. And I'm pretty sure he's not poisoning you after he gets the food.
Because that's the only explanation I can think of for why he is doing this. Unless you can think of another one.
May I suggest that, maybe he's trying to improve your relationship because you don't have a great one. So he's trying to bring you food.
That's a ridiculous suggestion.
Okay.
What do you love the most in your life?
I have a little Yorkie.
Okay, swear on that Yorkie's life.
I swear on that Yorkie's life, we are not poisoning your breakfast sandwiches, sir.
What's your Yorkie's name?
Benny.
Say, I swear on Benny the Yorkie's life that we are not poisoning your breakfast.
I swear on Betty the Yorkie's life, we are not poisoning your breakfast.
Okay, all right. Now, moving on. They're definitely poisoned, though, right? Because...
No, sir, I don't think so. Is there someone I can reach out to? Maybe someone that can help?
As a food expert, what are some signs that I should be looking for to see if there's some sort of poison in these breakfast sandwiches? Because your explanation that he's trying to improve our bad relationship, what? I mean, it makes me laugh. So, no, the only explanation is he's trying to kill me. So what should I be looking for in food quality?
The correct coloration, but...
Okay, the color? Okay, color. Does poison have a smell?
Poison does not have a smell.
Okay. All right. Does poison have a taste?
I do not think so.
Okay. Does poison have a look? Does poison have like a look to it?
I don't think so, sir. No.
All right. Claire, I got to be honest. It does seem like you know an awful lot about poison.
I do not know a lot about poison.
So you're just filling me full of false confidence then?
Yes.
Okay. All right. Well, we're back to square one. Okay. Maybe I should just stop eating them. How about that? Do you think I should do that?
I mean, if it's giving you this much anxiety, then yes.
Okay. What should I say to him? Like when he offers me breakfast sandwiches for free, like what should I say?
You could say, "Thank you so much, sir. I've already eaten for the day."
Okay, that's good. All right, I'll say I already ate my poison today, and just see his reaction.
Maybe not the poison part, but
this makes me feel better. Thank you so much.
Yeah, of course. Happy to help.
No, I'm happy to help too, because I probably helped you.
But I hope you come in and grab a sandwich yourself, because you know they're not poisoned, and grab one from us anytime.
That's a great slogan to have. Come in, they're not poisoned.
Okay. Well, we hope to see you soon, sir.
One more thing before I get going. None of this has been real. This is actually Gavin from the Wake Up Call on 106.5 The End. This is a prank phone call that your sister Sarah asked me to do.
Oh my God. I was trying to be so patient. This was so nuts.
Want Gavin to scam someone you know? Email phonescam at endonline.com. 106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
All righty, so who's doing dry January out there?
Yeah.
You text in 916-909-1065. The timing for doing dry January and cutting alcohol out of your life couldn't be more crucial, and I'll tell you why in a second. I, for the first time ever in my life, am doing dry January.
Okay. Yeah.
Okay.
And why did you decide to do that?
I feel like I've been drinking too much.
Okay.
Ever since November, like, I just kind of feel like, man, I've been doing a lot of self-medicating for all different kinds of reasons, but like, my back really, 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 I was hurting so badly. And I also found myself like not getting hungover anymore. Ooh. Like not feeling anything in the morning.
Yeah.
And I was like,
that means your body's getting used to it.
Yeah, I can't be good.
Yeah.
I can't be good at all. Kevin, are you doing dry January?
Yeah, I'm doing the same thing.
What do you do? What are you doing?
I'm not doing any more weed.
So you're not doing dry January.
No, I'm doing dry January, but for weed. Alcohol is fine for me.
So okay. You're still drinking.
Okay, so you're actually going to increase your alcohol consumption.
Yes, and lower down the weed.
Okay. All right, I feel like it's not quite doing the same. We'll call that something else. It's fine.
All right, well, the timing, though, on this couldn't be more crucial, and it's because of what the Surgeon General just released yesterday.
Surgeon General Dr. Vivek Murthy released a report claiming that alcohol consumption is the third leading preventable cause of cancer in the United States. He says it's responsible for 100,000 cases of cancer and about 20,000 deaths every year.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
And then he went on to say that alcohol should have a cancer warning on it, just like cigarettes do.
It's causes, like, it can lead to like 6 or 7 different kinds of cancer: mouth cancer, esophageal cancer, liver cancer. Like, it is. Now, I guess I'm doing dry January. I just don't necessarily think I'm going back to drinking at the end of January. I'm just sort of like, I started not drinking at the beginning of January, and
why not?
We're just going to let it roll.
Okay.
But like, it's drinking ethanol. Like, let's not let that be lost on people. When you are drinking alcohol, you are drinking delicious poison. There is no other way to put it. It is a poison that we put in our body. And, you know, we've talked about this before.
Sure.
It's, if you are somebody that is like, you know what? Maybe I do want to take a break. Like you, Gavin.
Yeah.
You and I were talking about this just recently. Dry January is a great time to do it because nobody's asking any questions.
That's a great point.
You are able to go like, nope, dry January, not doing it.
And people go, then
just like, okay. Where if like when I stopped drinking for 5 months or whatever, I took my first really big long break. I decided to stop drinking in like July.
So when you say I'm doing dry January, it's met with, oh. Any other month of the year, it's met with, oh.
Where now it's just like, well, good for you.
Can I say something? It's actually not been as easy as I thought it would.
Oh, you thought it'd be easy?
Yes, because I never considered myself somebody that was like addicted to alcohol.
Sure.
Or somebody who even needed alcohol. Like, I could go out to dinner, I could go out to lunch and not have a drink easy. But I gotta tell you, over the last 2 months, it's been rough. And on top of that, too, I found myself, like, New Year's Day, walking into, just a family party, and none of them know I'm doing Dry January, so they're just like, hey, Gavin, there's a bottle of wine open right there, and if you want beer, it's in the fridge.
Yeah.
And, like, I had to go, like, oh, God, that would be great.
Sometimes, like, it helped me to remind myself that, like, I didn't really want a drink. I just wanted, it's not adrenaline. It's, I just wanted a cortisol boost, because that's what alcohol does to you. It increases your cortisol levels so that you feel good.
I didn't know that.
And so sometimes just reminding yourself, like, I don't really actually want a drink. My brain is just used to getting this boost of something.
Huh.
And it takes a while for that to exit your system.
Okay. So instead, every time you want a drink, lean too far back in a chair and almost catch yourself. There you go.
Sure.
106.5 The End.
She's confident.
If it makes you feel better.
Stop talking to me.
She's cocky.
That's a dumb question.
She thinks she's smarter than you.
I am not smarter than Katie.
It's Are You Smarter Than Katie?
This is what's known in the sporting world as full combat. It is called Are You Smarter Than Katie? Yes.
Full combat, huh?
Uh-huh. Mark Zuckerberg wished he could step into the octagon against you.
Oh, yeah, because he really wants somebody to punch him.
You'd grapple with him so hard, it'd be ridiculous.
I wonder if Mark Zuckerberg could beat me in a fight. Probably. Longer reach.
Mark Zuckerberg could beat you in a fight?
Yeah.
I don't know, but I'd hope you fight dirty.
Of course.
Let's talk to Dan, who is caller 17. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning.
All righty. Katie's leaving the studio. Jackpot's up to $220. And I got five questions here dealing with news and pop culture. Are you ready to play?
Yes.
All right, Dan, here we go. Question one. An NBC reporter is being criticized for trying to interview actor Dennis Quaid as he was trying to flee his home during the LA fires. The interview also veered into discussions about Quaid's career and fame and not as a victim of a natural disaster. Dennis Quaid played a dad of Lindsay Lohan in what Disney movie?
Oh, I don't know.
All right, question two. Did you see the meme of Will Ferrell dressed as Buddy the Elf at a hockey game, smoking and drinking? Well, Will Ferrell finally said why he did that in an interview, and it was just because, quote, I like to do weird things. He was at a game for LA's hockey team, which is what?
Oh, geez.
3 seconds. 3, 2, one. Moving on. Question three. Macy's is closing 150 stores around the country that are underperforming in revenue. And sadly, the one downtown is one of them.
Oh,
Kevin,
no.
I know. It will close later this year. What does DOCO stand for?
Downtown Commons.
Question four. Timothée Chalamet, as his name is properly pronounced, is set to host Saturday Night Live for the third time on January 25th. But that is not all. He is also going to be the musical guest as well, although it's not clear what songs he will be performing. Some are guessing he's going to be performing as Bob Dylan, since he just portrayed Bob Dylan in a movie and sang all the music as well. What was the name of that movie?
Oh, shoot.
3 seconds. 3, 2,
no.
1. All righty. And finally, Dunkin' Donuts went viral over the weekend for all the wrong reasons. They ran out of donuts. at least they did in Wyoming and New Mexico. Dunkin' Donuts blamed one of their factories that stopped producing donuts. If they have 20,000 locations and 1% of their stores were affected by this, how many is that?
200.
All righty, Kevin, please go get Katie. Dan, you sound so sad. What's going on?
That's what I said.
Is this just how you like normally talk? Is this your baseline?
This is my baseline, yeah.
Are you okay?
Oh, I'm good, yeah.
What's happening?
Dan just sounds sad. He sounds melancholy.
Are you melancholy, Dan?
Well, no, this is the end of my day.
Okay.
So you're tired.
Get off of him.
Dan, what do you do for a living?
I am a service worker for regional transit.
Okay. I can imagine. Okay. Just coming off of a job like that overnight, yeah. You got some stories and you're tired. I get it. Listen, we're here to cheer you up. All right, Katie, you ready to play?
Yeah.
Here we go. An NBC reporter, here's question one, is being criticized for trying to interview actor Dennis Quaid as he was fleeing his home during the LA fires.
Yeah.
And the interview also veered into Dennis Quaid's career and not hey, you're a victim of a natural disaster. Anyway, Dennis Quaid played the dad of Lindsay Lohan in what Disney movie?
Parent Trap.
Question two. Did you see those memes that went around of Will Ferrell dressed as Buddy the Elf? And he's unshaven and smoking a cigarette and drinking beer.
I did not.
Oh my God. Very funny. Well, he finally said in an interview why he did that. And it was because, quote, I just like to do weird things sometimes.
And where was he?
He was at a hockey game in LA. I'm glad you asked. What is the name of LA's hockey team?
LA's hockey team is the Kings.
They are the Kings.
Yes.
Oh, yes.
So sports.
Yeah.
She loves hockey.
I do love hockey.
Did you play hockey at one point?
Yeah.
Yeah. Question three.
In junior high. Oh.
Macy's is closing 150 stores that are underperforming in the country. Sadly, the one downtown is one of them.
Oh.
There she goes. Has that Macy's been there your whole life?
Oh, I for as long as I can remember, yes. Wow.
What does DOCO stand for?
Downtown Commons.
Downtown Commons.
I want to say that Macy's is where I got my senior prom dress.
Oh. Okay.
What did you know?
Like my first makeout session or something like that.
Oh, that was at Arden Hills Country Club.
Oh my, Katie.
She fancy.
Right. Yeah, you fancy. Like that?
Okay.
Question four, Timothée Chalamet is going to host Saturday Night Live on January 25th, but he's also going to be the musical guest. It's the first time in 30 years that a non-musician person is going to be the musical guest. It's not clear what he's going to be performing music-wise, but a lot of people are speculating he's going to be doing it as Bob Dylan.
Oh, sure.
Since he just played Bob Dylan.
Yeah.
And sang all the songs and played all the music. Like, he learned all those songs on the guitar. Pretty
really?
Impressive for that movie, yeah. What was the name of that movie?
Bobby D and Me.
Nobody cares. A Complete Unknown. That's the name of that movie. It's excellent. Okay. Go see it. It's very good. Question five. Dunkin' Donuts went viral over the weekend for the worst reasons. They ran out of donuts.
What?
Yep. People were posting pictures saying, sorry, all out of donuts at the store windows. And it only happened in Wyoming and New Mexico. And Dunkin' Donuts corporate said it was a supply chain issue.
Well, obviously.
One of their factories didn't make enough. But if they have 20,000 locations and 1% of the stores were affected, how many stores is that?
$1,200.
200.
So they don't have 20,000 locations.
I can't find it right now.
No way.
Google it real fast. Okay, how many Dunkin' Donut locations are there?
No way.
I feel like it's close to that. What'd you find out?
I'm still typing.
It wasn't
13,200 restaurants.
13,000 restaurants.
That's what they say.
I know. All right, Dan, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here. And so if you went with real numbers for Dunkin' Donuts, that'd be 132.
Oh, he's a math.
He's a math.
Yeah.
You're a sport and he's a math. But
Dan, you're funny.
Final score. Katie got 3, Dan got 2. Oh boy.
Sorry, Dan.
Oh darn.
Katie wins. We're gonna have $20 of jackpot tomorrow.
I'll just call back and be caller 17 then.
Maybe.
I hope.
Yes,
you know what?
Dan, I hope so.
I hope we do something to cheer you up. I want to keep giving you a shot at this game until you do win so that we can put a smile on your face.
I don't know that that's a thing.
I've won other things from you guys in the past, much larger than 220.
Oh, well, that's good.
He's all thrilled about it.
Yeah. Thanks for a trip to Disneyland.
Exactly. There you go. It was Disneyland.
Was it really?
Was it?
Yes, it was.
Okay.
Were you allowed into the happiest place on earth?
I was. They wouldn't let me bring Kevin, though.
Wow.
Oh, I'm fine.
Right. Too chipper.
Yeah. All right, Dan. Now you're a hoot. We love you. Thank you so much for listening.
106.5, The End.
It's the Wake Up Call.
I have a question for you guys.
Okay.
What's the best boy band of all time?
Ooh.
NSYNC.
They have been ranked, by the way.
Oh.
I say One Direction.
You say One Direction?
Really?
Ew, why you say it with so much stank?
Because there's just no way.
Surprising that you'd say One Direction.
I forget One Direction exists.
Oh my God.
I'm sure first is going to be, well, how far back does this go?
It goes far back. It goes way far back.
Does it go like far back to like Jackson 5?
Jackson 5 made the list.
Oh, okay.
Jackson 5, unfortunately, number 6. Should have been number 5. Like, come on. If we're that close,
right.
Just make
just
them 5.
Round up.
What a goof. Go ahead, text in 916-909-1065. What's the best boy band of all time?
Okay, so first let's go over some of them before we rank them. There's NSYNC, Backstreet Boys, New Kids, O-Town.
You forgot One Direction again.
One Direction.
One Direction.
Jackson 5. Are we gonna say like the Bee Gees? Is that a boy band?
Didn't make the list.
What about the Beatles?
Didn't make the list.
Okay. Huh. Okay.
I mean, just because they were a band of boys does not make them a boy band.
What about Jonas Brothers?
Jonas Brothers?
Okay. Obviously.
Okay, Slay. I changed my answer then.
To Jonas Brothers.
Yes.
Okay. You think Jonas Brothers are number one?
No, not number one. Number one would be like the people that are like walking across the street. What are they called?
Those are the Beatles.
Okay, I think number one is going to be New Kids on the Block.
Okay, why?
Just because I think they were sort of, in my mind, what we first considered a boy band.
Trailblazers.
I mean, there were bands of boys.
Right.
But we did not consider them boy bands.
They weren't formed inorganically. And I wonder if there's a definition on what they say defines. There's not. Of what defines a boy band. Because it's not like a group of guys that were friends in high school and then, you know, practiced in their parents' garage and then worked clubs and stuff like that. Like, I think boy bands, for the most part, are inorganically put together by record executives.
Okay.
I think that doesn't bother me. I think that's just how you define a boy band. I'll say this. Jonas Brothers made the list.
Sure.
Number 8. Kind of shocking.
Yeah, I would expect them to be closer, number one.
Number, like I said, Jackson 5, number 6. They have some weird European ones on here. And we have no opinion on that, but like a band called Westlife. They're an Irish boy band. They came in at number 7. So apparently that was a big deal. Okay, number 5.
Okay.
Boys to Men.
Oh,
I forgot about them.
Yeah,
They're a classic.
Okay, but here's the thing. It feels like they were already men.
They were over 18.
Right.
Right.
So like...
Well, Men to Men doesn't have the right ring.
I know that, but when we call them a boy band.
Yeah.
I don't know. Okay, go on.
Number 4, One Direction.
Okay.
I told you.
Well, the number 4.
But they still made top 5.
Number 3, New Kids on the Block.
Oh, number
they
3?
Beat yes. One Direction?
Okay, so then I'm going to say 1 and 2 are Backstreet Boys and NSYNC.
Correct. In what order?
Oh,
I'm going to say Backstreet Boys is number one.
Backstreet Boys is number one.
Yeah.
NSYNC number two.
Yeah.
What's, to me, they are entirely interchangeable.
They're not.
And I would put NSYNC maybe higher than Backstreet Boys, but I don't know. This isn't my genre.
I personally would too. And the reason for that is I believe that part of boy bandhood, in my definition, includes dancing.
Interesting.
And NSYNC, I think, were superior dancers to Backstreet Boys.
All right. Some other bands that made the list out of the top 10, though, you can debate this, 98 Degrees.
Oh, my God, I forget about them, too.
The Wanted.
I know of them, but I couldn't tell you what they do.
New Edition.
Sure, yeah.
Big Time Rush.
Oh, Big Time Rush.
They were 14. I'm just going down. Hanson. And listen, I feel like Hanson deserves better than 15th. Because Hanson is still going strong.
I understand that. But when you think of Hanson's catalog.
Well, I don't. But yes.
Okay. Of what got radio play.
It's one song, really.
There wasn't very much.
Right. Now, maybe two.
There should have been more because their albums have so many bangers.
Right.
But
you can make the same argument for Jonas Brothers, too. You know?
I mean, Jonas Brothers had quite a lot of hits.
But Hanson tied it together. They kept it together. The fact that those three boys are still going. In fact,
but going where?
Yeah, I mean, well.
Okay, what does that even mean?
I don't know. They tore.
Toured where?
I don't know. I think they played Ace of Spades or something.
Okay.
I don't know.
Loosey-goosey.
Text in your thoughts on this list. 916-909-1065.
1065, The End.
The Wake Up Call.
I have a problem on my hand. It is a slow-moving crisis.
Okay.
And I'm not everybody's help. I need ladies' help.
Okay.
Oh, well.
If you text the word crazy, C-R-A-Z-Y, to 916-909-1065, you're going to see what we are about to talk about. And it is important to see it. My daughter, her name is Zoe. She is a monster, and she is adorable. She is also boy crazy.
Uh-oh.
I'm thank you, Kevin.
Wow.
Again, she's five. There's a boy. His name is Jacob. She has had a crush on him since last year. Since last year. They are not in the same class anymore.
Uh-oh.
And I don't know if this is accurate or not, but it seems like when you're in elementary school, if you're not in the same class, that person might as well be on Mars. Okay, she still pines away for this boy like I've never seen before. And I was going through her backpack and I found artwork.
Okay.
That's what you can see by texting crazy to 916-909-1065. They are two pictures. Both are of her and Jacob. How do I know it's Jacob? Because she took the time to write his name. Okay. She took the time to write his name on both pictures.
At 5 years old, she can do that.
Wow. At 5 years old.
Good for
her. The other one, it's them holding hands.
Uh-oh.
Does he have spiky hair?
There's hearts.
Oh, boy.
Now, right now, this is sweet.
That's cute.
It's cute.
Flowers and bees.
It's not going to be cute when she's a teenager, I don't think. Especially because Jacob does not really like her.
Oh, no.
Well, he's a boy and he's little. He doesn't like any girls. And during Christmas time, every time Mariah came on, my daughter from the back seat would sing, "All I Want for Christmas is Jacob."
No way.
Yes. Oh. And then when the song was over, she'd go, "Dad, did you hear what I said? I said, all I want for Christmas is Jacob." And I said, "Yeah, I did hear that. Why are you saying that?" And she, like I was asking her, is water wet? She goes, "'Cause he's handsome." So, okay, here's my question.
Okay.
If she is a boy crazy girl, what do I do?
I will say there's a couple different brands of boy crazy. I was in elementary school, and I'm talking preschool, boy crazy for a boy named Tiggs.
Tiggs?
His real name was Irwin. I don't know why we called him Tiggs, but that was just his name.
Had a street name in elementary school.
And my approach was to always be a damsel in distress in need of Tiggs.
Mm-hmm.
So I would do things like hang at the top of the slide and say, "Help, help, help, I can't get myself up."
Okay.
I would, I don't know why I took this approach, but I would take my shoes off and then hide them and then say, I can't find my shoes and I need your help.
Okay.
Okay. And he was Johnny on the spot to help me.
Did he find him a lot of the time?
Yeah.
So he was resourceful.
Okay. Yeah, yeah, yeah. They weren't hidden very well. I was in preschool.
Right.
So there's that approach.
Okay.
But then there is an approach that I believe is more your daughter's style, which is just sort of force a boy to love you.
It's very conqueror.
It is.
Like, this is my land now.
Yes.
And you all believe in the God that I believe in.
Right.
That's her energy.
Very much so.
Yeah.
I would say she is the one you need, the kind of girl you need to worry about the least. The boy crazy girl you need to worry about the least.
That's great. Okay, that makes me feel so much better.
Yeah.
Because I am trying to raise a smart, independent woman. And a girl crazy girl cannot be that.
Whoa. A boy crazy girl.
Or a boy crazy girl cannot be that.
You can be intelligent and be boy crazy.
Boy crazy girls do stupid things. They throw their lives away for boys. They co-sign cars for boys with bad credit.
That is a different brand.
That's not her.
That's not her. She is the type to, heat-seeking missile onto the boy she likes.
Yeah.
He will likely be demure.
And Jacob is.
Okay.
He's quiet.
Oh.
Exactly. And so she will, like you said, conquer him.
Yeah. She's going to wear him down.
She will call the shots.
That makes me feel a little bit better.
Yeah. Nobody's ever going to get one over on her. I can assure you that.
Yeah.
Will she key a car someday? Maybe.
Again, if you want to see the evidence that my daughter is a boy crazy girl, text crazy to 909-1065. I got a bad feeling I'm in for it.
You were always in for it with her.
All right. Well, pray for me.
Yeah, I will.
Pray for me.
I do every day.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Have either of you ever ridden the bus for something?
Absolutely.
Technically,
not.
Yes.
Not a school bus, but like a travel bus.
No.
A recent company took a poll of bus travelers. So these are the regulars that take the bus on trips, and asked what the worst or most annoying thing that people can do on a bus is. And number one came in, play loud music.
Oh.
Now I can imagine, yes, that is very annoying. Number two is what stopped me in my tracks, though, because it's less annoying than playing loud music, according to travelers on buses. It's have sex.
What? On a bus?
Yes. That came in number two behind loud music.
I don't
Like, imagine I'm somebody who travels on a bus.
Yeah.
And I'm just trying to get to Portland from Sacramento.
Okay, so is this like a I take the bus to work bus?
Yes. No, this is a
Greyhound.
Yeah, these are Greyhound people, okay? Imagine that there's somebody with loud music playing.
Right.
That bothers me more than two people having sex on the bus.
Okay. I'm really struggling here. Can you tell me how the sex is happening?
Right. In the bathroom.
Let's assume it's not.
Somebody's just on somebody's lap.
Have you seen a bus bathroom? It's smaller than an airplane bathroom.
Yeah. Right. Okay, so is this is like lap stuff?
I guess, yeah. Oh.
Are they being loud about it? Like, do I just know it's happening, or is it like a show?
You're asking me a bunch of questions that I don't.
Well,
are they attractive? Are any of them named Tanya?
I'm trying to gauge which would put me out more. Because on the surface, having sex, you would think would be number one, right?
Okay. All right. I'm going to answer your question.
Okay.
Okay. I'm going to say no, they're not being loud, because loud talking came in number four. All right. So, and if in case you're just curious, smoking or vaping came in number three. All right. So, having non-loud sex in the open.
Right.
Number two for annoyances traveling by bus.
Listen, I know I've got a reputation for being the slut on this show, but I'm going to say have your quiet sex and leave me alone, but don't play loud music because I'm trying to sleep.
So you could tune it out?
If it's quiet.
Okay. All right.
You know, I just think if we're thinking about what is truly putting other people out.
Right.
I'm going to say it's loud music wins.
Here's why I'm going to agree with you.
Okay.
Which you'd think would be shocking. In fact, I'm going to bump everything down. Everything, including playing loud music. Because I once took a bus from Harrisburg, Pennsylvania to New York City because I couldn't get a ride home from college. And the person who sat next to me really wanted to talk to me about something. And what is something that is really annoying to talk to somebody about?
Politics, religion?
Religion.
Oh.
And I sat down, and there's a big shock coming, okay? It wasn't me just sitting down, and then they sat next to me, blocking me from the aisle, by the way, and saying, I'd like to talk to you about, you know, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. That wasn't it. It was, I would like to talk to you about our Lord Satan and how he has changed my life. Wow. 3 hours of it.
Okay, that seems like something you'd be interested in.
I was interested in it for an hour.
Okay.
Three's excessive.
Right.
I gotta tell you, if I was a chatty Cathy back then and was willing to stand up to this guy, who was absolutely not looking like a Satanist, he looked like Ned Flanders from The Simpsons.
Even better.
Very normal guy, okay? But if I was a chatty Cathy then, I would have said at like an hour and a half, you know what? You gotta stop. Because as of right now, you got me. I'm a Satanist now. You win.
Yeah.
You push it, I'm gonna go way the other way. I'm gonna become an evangelical if you keep it up.
So, okay, now pretend instead of that,
yeah,
Ned Flanders is in the back of the bus quietly having sex with his girlfriend.
Far less annoying than him trying to convert me to Satanism.
There you go.
Satanism bumps everything down on the list. It goes at the top.
Okay.
And just as a general rule of thumb, do not travel by bus. Ever.
If it can be avoided.
106.5 The End.
The Wake Up Call.
Alrighty. We're going to be talking about something that is, as I understand it, quite popular. That is TikTok.
Ugh.
As of right now, ladies and gentlemen, you've got roughly a week left to enjoy your precious TikTok. Now, I know what you're saying. Gavin, the Supreme Court hasn't ruled yet. The Supreme Court's going to weigh the fate of TikTok and the ban, which, by the way, if you've been living under a rock, TikTok is getting banned in America unless it sells all of its shares and ownership to an American company, which, by the way, does not look like that is a realistic option because we're talking about like $1 billion. You're right. The Supreme Court hasn't ruled, but it looks like they're going to rule not in TikTok's favor.
Because it can't be regulated in any way.
Because it cannot be regulated, right? Because it's owned by China. That's the boring stuff. Let's get down to the meat and potatoes, which is how we feel inside. And let's talk to our TikTok correspondent who's currently on TikTok. Katie from The Wake Up Call.
Guys.
Addicted to TikTok.
Right.
I love it so much.
And what are you going to do when this ban goes into place? If this ban goes into place.
I don't know, because people could be like, oh, just go to Instagram or watch Reels. It is not the same.
Why isn't it? What's the difference?
First of all, I believe TikToks can be longer.
Okay.
So you can get like long stories from people.
Okay.
Interesting, weird, crazy, you won't believe what happened to me stories.
Okay.
I don't ever want to just look at pictures.
Right.
And I know there's Reels on Instagram. I just feel like there's more, and I hate to say it, I'm sorry. I know you guys are Instagrammers, but I find that there's more talent on TikTok.
Are those funny TikToks to me worth more than possibly compromising the security of the country?
How is that? Okay, I'm not compromising the security of the country. Not with what I'm watching.
I can tell you exactly how it's compromising.
Oh, I'm sure whatever you say is going to be actually factual. Go ahead.
It's anecdotal. I'll admit that because I'm not on the Board of National Security. I don't know all the facts. But what I do know is that there's two people in my life that are prone to conspiracy theories.
Okay.
And when they try to prove their Looney Tunes opinions, they always go to TikTok to pull up a video that is, it's riddled with all kinds of stuff.
Okay.
Now I know, I'm going to say this too. I know that Meta has also announced they're getting rid of all their fact checking. So for all I know, Instagram's just going to become just as bad.
My algorithm is not a threat to national. You know what they should do?
You're collateral damage.
And I don't appreciate that. Okay.
Well,
if everybody would just get on board to my For You page. Okay.
To what?
That's what they call it, the FYP. It's on TikTok. If everybody just got onto my FYP, you'd be safe. Okay. Because it's videos about loving people and people be like doing silly, like Real Housewives, like spoofs and stuff like that. There are videos on my TikTok page that must take so much time to make, and they're funny.
Yeah, but now
like the girl that does the skit where it's like every super cute girl you've ever seen in every insufferable girl you've ever seen in an indie film, and it's like, this is funny.
Okay, but now, but wouldn't you like those people to take that productivity and pour it into something that would, like, I don't know, like a job or something like that?
Do you feel that way about people that make motion pictures?
No, because that is a job.
Okay, but they're making money at it, so it's their job.
For one more week.
Okay. Do I want that? No, I want them to keep entertaining me.
Oh.
They're making money. I'm getting giggles. How is everybody not winning?
Well, because the Chinese are also using it as a tool.
Oh, my God. So the Chinese are spying on me.
It's not necessarily the spying.
Let them.
I think it's also pumping us full of misinformation and stuff like that.
I don't know how many ways to tell you I'm not getting misinformation because I'm not getting any information.
That's true.
Okay.
I mean, just think about this. What if they took away all time wasters? And we just had to not waste time. Or like,
why can't we waste time?
I don't know.
Why do we have to be productive every second of the day?
We don't have to be productive every second of the day.
Why is wasting time such a bad thing? In a world where
if
you don't take on more work than you are for less money, then you are considered less valuable to your company. Why aren't we allowed to waste time?
I'll put it this way. When you're on your deathbed,
yes,
are you going to wish you just spent a little bit more time with TikTok?
Well, if it goes away.
What are your thoughts? Text them in 916-909-1065. 10 o'clock is the start of Kicking It with Kev. That's right. Do you have any kind of music or something when you come on?
Not really. It's just my vibes.
Okay, you need some music. You need some Nicki or something. So, what is it when we all walk together into a room? What is
mob walk?
Mob walk.
You
song.
Need some mob walk.
All right, here, let me help you out. Okay, you ready? Okay.
Yeah.
All right, get ready to do the intro to Kicking It with Kev. Ready?
Okay.
3, 2, 1.
This isn't my no cut. This is not cute.
Kicking It with Kev.
No, Kicking It with Kevin's more hype music, like okay. Get you ready for lunch of vibe. That I'm walking down the aisle with that.
That is America the Beautiful. America.
Okay. I'm Vietnamese.
Okay. Right. What's another song that he could use?
I need like something more upbeat.
Find something
more upbeat.
Yeah. Like something I could be like, you Kicking It with Kevin.
Okay, here we go.
Okay.
You ready?
Yeah,
3, 2, 1.
Hey, Gavin!
Yes.
You said a beat.
This is more like, you know,
this is
you are kicking it with Kevin. We are going to hit the fitness. We're going to smash our goals, and we're going to reach for the stars.
Okay.
We don't like that?
I don't like this. No.
Okay, no, you don't like that. Okay.
More calmer.
Calmer?
Okay, more calm. Okay.
Oh, man.
So he wants high energy, but calm.
I mean, you
and nothing that he can walk down the aisle to in a patriotic wedding.
All right, here we go. This is the last thing. I mean, calmer.
I'd be so mad if you messed this up.
All right, here we go. Okay, ready? 3, 2, 1. This is the intro for Kicking It with Kev. 10 to noon on 106.5 The End.
Okay, you're gonna put people to sleep.
You said calm.
Bitch, this is too calm.
Just try.
I'm falling.
Just try.
Yeah, hey, you're not
guys,
giving it
you're
a
kicking
try.
It with Kevin, with your host, Kevin.
I wish people could see the body language you're using. Because he's doing that thing where, like, you bend your wrist
catch
back.
The air.
And you're kind of, like, catching the air.
Yes.
And he's just leaning
play.
Into
yes.
it.
Lean with it, rock with it. Why don't you play that?
Which one?
Lean with it, rock with it.
Lean with it, rock with it. All right, let me see if I can find lean with it.
This is the most horrible start ever.
Rock
Kevin, it's called
with
brainstorming.
It. Right.
It's called workshopping.
Excuse
Do you think
me.
That
I feel like he's trolling me.
Wow, that is, he's trying to help you.
Right, all right, here we go. Well, lean with it, rock with it.
Okay, lean right, with it, rock with it, I'm ready.
All right.
I want to help you.
Gavin!
This is not it?
It's not. Spooky season,
I'm
bitch.
Leaning and I'm rocking. I'm right. leaning and I'm rocking.
I'm not leaning or rocking
wow.
to this.
I apologize. I guess this was labeled wrong. I'm sorry, Kevin.
You know right. what? Thank goodness I have my own show because I don't have to deal with this.
That's true. All right. How about something in your wheelhouse? How about that?
What? Okay. We could get with this.
What's this?
Everyone knows this. Pokemon. I will travel across the land, searching far and wide. See?
See? What else? Come on, more.
The power that's inside Pokemon.
Wow.
Kicking it with Kev.
Yes.
We can do that.
We can go, I am Kev.
No, oh, I love that.
Oh, wow. I love
All
it.
All right. Well, Kevin.
That's wonderful.
What can people expect for you to talk about this
so
hour?
So much. So much.
There you go.
Okay. So much, guys. That's a tease.
What a quality tease. So much coming up on Kicking It With Kev.
Kicking It With Kevin.
Slay Queen.
On 106.5 The End.
That is it. That is the full show. We did
we
it.
We did it.
We did it.
That was it. Was it good for you?
Music-free, limited commercials. That's wake-up call concentrate, as they say on BetterHelp.com. That's what they call it. It was all brought to you by BetterHelp.com. Yeah. I'm just trying to piece it all together.
Mix it up.
Online therapy. Try it because you need it. Everybody does. Online therapy, BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. That'll get you 10% off. BetterHelp.com/wake-up-call. And again, thanks so much for listening to our podcast. We appreciate it.